To Narada Muni, how hearing about the Lord, the Lord either in his direct dealings with the creation of the material world as the Purusha avatars, as Karanadaksha Vishnu, Gavadaksha Vishnu, and Kiridaksha Vishnu, or his dealings with the world when he himself enters this world as Lila avatar. Avatar means one who descends. So we are in the darkness of the material world, and Krishna, out of his compassion, comes to this world to display pastimes that are very captivating and wonderful. So in this way, by hearing about Krishna's wonderful pastimes, one sees what wondrousness actually is, and one becomes attracted to Krishna in this way. And one becomes unattracted to hearing mundane things. So Narada is describing to Brahma, Brahma is describing to Narada different Leela avatars. So I'm not going to read much of them. I'm going to read some verses, and then we'll ask anyone who's written something to please read what they've written. Short sentences, and then if we have time, we'll hear from some little segments of Prabhupada's purports. So the first avatar that Brahma describes is the first avatar who appears within the universe, and that is Lord Varahadev. Because right after the earth was created, we'll hear about Lord Varahadev's pastime in the third canto of the Bhagavatam. Just after the world, Brahma is creating, he's filling the world with population when he creates Swayambhuva Manu and his wife Satyarupa. They ask him, where should we go? What should be our field of activities? And Brahma replies, the earth. But he sees that the earth has fallen into the Gravadak ocean, into the great ocean at the bottom of the universe. So how will they be able to perform their activities if their field of activities is submerged within the Gravadak ocean? So just at that moment, Lord Varaha, in a very, very small form, appeared from the nostril of Brahma. Now, that is a very unlikely place for the Lord to appear from. But when one understands that Krishna is already everywhere, he's in Lord Brahma's nostril, he's in your nostril, he's everywhere. There's no place where he is not. So what is the difficulty if he chooses to appear in that form, in the form of a varaha, a boar, from the nostril of Brahman? Immediately he began to grow. He went up into the sky and began to grow, and he trumpeted, and that attracted the minds of all the sages because it was so sweet and transcendental. Because whatever form the Lord is in, his form is completely transcendental and wonderful. Even if it is in the form, if he is in the form of a lowly hog, it is still fully transcendental. He is still fully transcendental and wonderful. So as the Lord was pulling the earth, he put the earth on his tusk and he was bringing it up, a demon, Haranyaksha, attacked him, challenged him, and in a wonderful fight the Lord killed him. And after he killed him, he pierced him with his tusk. And that actually started the rivalry, the anger of Hiranyaka's brother. Who is Hiranyaka's brother? What a family. So at that point, Hiranyakashipu became so angry at Vishnu for having killed his brother that he decided that he himself would kill Vishnu, and that resulted, of course, in his own death at the hands of Lord Nrisimhadeva. So Brahma said to Narada, when the unlimitedly powerful Lord assumed the form of a boar as a pastime, just to lift the planet Earth, which was drowned in the great ocean of the universe called the Garbhadak, the first demon, Hiranyaksha, appeared, and the Lord pierced him with his tusk. Prabhupada explains in the purport. I picked out just a few segments from the purport which struck me. The Lord is the maintainer of the whole creation of the material world, assumed the gigantic form of a boar with a proportionate snout, and he picked up the earth. Now just understand how big this boar was, that with his tusk and his snout he picked up the entire earth. This is when Krishna chooses to do something wonderful, he does something wonderful. He picked it up as if it was insignificant, just like a boar may pick up an apple or something like that. And he picked up the earth from within the water of the Garbhadak. Sri Jayadev Goswami, the great Vaishnava poet, sang as follows. Vashati dasa nasikare darani tavalagna shashanika lanka kalevani magna Keshava drita sukara rupa jai jagadisha hari jai jagadisha hari jai jagadisha hari. O Keshava, O Supreme Lord, who have assumed the form of a boar, O Lord, the planet Earth rested on your tusks, and it appeared like the moon engraved with spots. Prabhupada says then, the modern creators of the many cheap incarnations may take note of the factual incarnation of God as the gigantic boar with a suitable snout to carry the earth planet. So, just imagine when someone says that I am God, it's quite popular nowadays. I am God. But can they assume such a wonderful form? No, certainly not. But no one thinks that if I can't do wonderful things, how am I God? No one thinks in that way. The next incarnation. The Prajapati, does anyone have anything written on Varahadev? Anyone have a sentence on Varahadev? Yes. Please read.
Lord Varaha came to rescue the earth.
Yes, he certainly did. Thank you. The Prajapati first begat Suyagya in the womb of his wife Akuti. And then Suyagya begat demigods headed by Suyam in the womb of his wife Dakshin. Suyagya, as the Indradev, diminished very great miseries in the three planetary systems. And because he so diminished the miseries of the universe, he was later called Hari by the great father of mankind, namely Swayambhuvamana. Because what does Hari mean? He who takes away. And what does Hari specifically take away? He takes away miseries. So we should take shelter of Lord Hari, and he will take away all our miseries. Then following Lord Hari is Kapila. Anyone have anything written about Kapila Muni? Who knows what canto of the Bhagavatam is Kapila Muni described in his teachings to his mother. Huh? Yes, thank you. There's many chapters towards at the end of the third canto on Kapila Muni. Very wonderful teaching. He teaches the Sankhya philosophy. Sankhya means counting. So the elements are all counted. All the material world is analyzed so that we can understand that the soul is different from the material world, that the soul is spiritual. And then, through meditation, Kapila Muni describes how to meditate upon the Lord in the heart. And when he describes the Lord in the heart, he's so beautiful. You know that verse, yes? Well, he did. He said it to me one day.
That was when he was teaching his mother what is the form of the Lord and on what form he has to meditate.
Yes. So, you can say that verse? Okay, if you try, we will see if you can succeed by Krishna's mercy.
Maybe in a minute or so.
If you like, you can take a look. That will make it easier. Nitai, I don't think it's necessary to record this class. What's the first word, do you remember? Okay, when it comes, you just shout it out boldly.
Yes.
Yes. But it's just now coming also. Yes?
Can
you give it to... No. Give it to Bunker. I want... He can see, but you can sing. No, I want you to explain it, not just read it. You explained it to me once so nicely.
I'll read it here first.
Okay.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead has a cheerful, lotus-like countenance with ruddy eyes, like the interior of a lotus, and a swathi body, like the petals of the blue lotus. Swathi is God. He bears a conch discus and mace in three of his hands. Conch, discus, and mace in three of his hands. So that's the meaning. Prasanna Vadanam means the Lord's countenance is prasanna, very happy. His mudra is happy all the time. This has been through various times in all the incarnations. In great difficulties, even the Lord has not lost his temper, you see, even when he was fighting in Mahabharata with Arjuna, and there were occasions when he did get angry, you know, but he didn't show any sort of... His mudra is the sun always. And the Gita says that when Arjuna said, smilingly the Lord replied like this, Arjuna, whatever. So he had his questions, he had other things, but even vexing questions, difficult questions, when he was asking, just like a father smiles at a child prattling, you know, he was smiling all the time. So prasanna vadana means his this mudra face, countenance is always happy, cheerful. Prasanna vadana ambojam. Ambojam means he has been born from the lotus. Ambojam, from the water, you see. So he is just like lotus-like. His face is like lotus-like. Hmm. like that, I shouldn't have wasted so much time. I'll applaud you. Padmagarbha
means he's...
Yes, Padmagarbha has also said that he's come out of the lotus. Padmagarbha. That the lotus is coming out of his Padma, you see. That's where Brahmaji was born. Padmagarbha, this place here. Arun Ekshanam, and his Ekshanam, his eyes, are Arun. Arun is that color which comes in the morning before the sun rises. Arunam, they call it, you see. So his color is like that, of his eyes. Arun Ekshanam, his eyes are as colorful as before the sun rises.
The reddish, that dawn. Reddish color.
Yeah, reddish. Neelotpal dalsham. Neelotpal. Neel is blue. And otpal is also lotus. So they are blue lotuses. Neelotpal dalsham. His color is like the, as dark, slightly darkish, as is the color of blue lotuses. So it is, his color is like the, like the petals, dal means petals. Like the petals of a blue flower, his color is beautiful, like that. Neela tapal dal shyam, shankha chakra gadadharam. And in his three hands, he has shank, chakra, and gada. Gada is a mace.
Thank you. Sweet verse of Kapila Muni. The Lord appeared as the Kapila incarnation, being the son of the Prajapati Brahmana, Kardamana's wife, Devahuti. So we'll hear about them in the third canto. Along with nine other women, sisters, he spoke to his mother about self-realization, by which, in that very lifetime, she became fully cleansed of the mud of the material modes and thereby achieved liberation, the path of Kapila. The great sage Atri prayed for offspring, and the Lord, being satisfied with him, promised to incarnate as Atri's son, Dattatreya. And by the grace of the lotus feet of the Lord, many Yadus, Haihayas became so purified that they obtained both material and spiritual blessings. To create different planetary systems, I had to undergo austerities, Brahma is saying. And the Lord, being pleased with me, incarnated in four sanas, Sanaka, Sanat Kumar, Sanandana, Sanandan, and Sanat. So they are Chatusana, because their names begin all with Sana. So there's four of them, so they are called Chatusana. In the previous creation, the spiritual truth was devastated, but the four sanas explained it so nicely that the truth at once became clearly perceived by the sages. So Krishna incarnated through these sages. Now I picked one simple line to read. The word son is also used in the sense of charity. Therefore, when everything is given up in charity unto the Lord reciprocates by giving himself to the devotees. Anyone else have anything to read on that? On the four Kumaras? The six. To exhibit his personal way of austerity and penance, he appeared in twin forms of Narayan and Nara in the womb of Murti, the wife of Dharma and the daughter of Daksha. Celestial beauties, the companions of Cupid, went to try to break his vows, but they were unsuccessful, for they saw that many beauties like them were emanating from him, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Prabhupada in his purport explains about the austerities that he performed to show that Lord Narayan performed in this way to show how attachment. For a man to be attached to a woman for the purpose of enjoyment is the greatest bondage in material life. Being insulted, text 8, by sharp words spoken by the co-wife of the king, even in his presence, Prince Dhruva, although only a boy, took to severe penances in the forest. So what canto will we hear about Dhruva Maharaj of the Bhagavatam? Fourth canto. Pretty early in the fourth canto. And the Lord, being satisfied by Dhruva's prayer, awarded him the Dhruva planet, which is worshipped by great sages both upward and downward. I chose one paragraph to read. So the Lord incarnated himself as Prishni Garba, just to satisfy a pure devotee of the Lord. That was Dhruva. And Dhruva wasn't a pure devotee when he went to the Lord, but he was so fixed and determined to take shelter of the Lord to get his material, the material thing he wanted. What was the material thing Dhruva wanted? Sergeant?
Huh?
Almost.
Bigger.
He was like, yeah. Yeah, bigger. Now, his grandfather was basically Brahma. And Brahma was basically the king of the universe, which is basically everything. So he was a little boy, so he wanted something bigger than everything. He was like a little boy, just thinking in that way. And actually, so with Kshatriya determination, he went to the forest and said, I'm going to satisfy Lord Vishnu, because he went crying to his mother, and he said, and his mother knew what had happened, that the father had allowed his stepmother to insult him. And so he went crying to his mother and he said, where can I get a kingdom? Who can help me? And his mother said, only God can help you. No one else can help you. And so he said, where can I find God? Oh, great sages, they go to the forest to find God. So he just went to the forest. But his motive wasn't to render pure devotional service. His motive was to get this kingdom, and in a childish way. But because he was so determined, Krishna sent Narada Muni, the great sage, and Narada Muni instructed him. And Dhruva was so determined that within a very short time, he became so purified that the Lord came to him. And the Lord came as Prishna Garba. And here's the one purport part of the purport I wanted to read. So the Lord incarnated himself as Prishna Garba just to satisfy a pure devotee of the Lord. So the Lord came. Because, why? Because Dhruva wanted to see him. And Prince Dhruva achieved this perfection simply by chanting the hymn mentioned above, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, after being initiated by another pure devotee, Narada. A serious personality can thus achieve the highest perfection of meeting the Lord and attain his objective simply by being guided by a pure devotee, who automatically approaches by dint of one's serious determination to meet the Lord by all means. It's a very important sentence. Sometimes we fear that who will take care of me and who will give me the association or instructions I need. And here, Prabhupada is saying that Narada automatically approached simply by being approaches by dint of one's serious determination to meet the Lord by all means. Automatically means that Krishna sent him. Anyone have anything to read about Dhruva Maharaj? Yes.
Lord descended before Dhruva Maharaj as Krishna Garba in order to show that anyone who approaches the Lord with sincere determination and who thus takes shelter of the guidance of pure devotee can very quickly become freed from all material contaminations and can achieve all satisfaction by attaining the personal association of the Lord.
You got a lot into that one sentence. Very good. Thank you. Now the next one mentioned also from the fourth canto, we described in detail in the fourth canto, is Marajvena, who went astray from the path of righteousness. He was a king. He was made a king because his father's name was Anga Maharaj, and his mother was Death. So, although the father was good, the mother, no one likes Death. So the mother was not the best quality. So the child came out, the boy child, the male child came out in the mood of his mother, and he was very cruel. We use the term cruel death, because death doesn't care. When it's time when death comes to you and stalks you, death doesn't care about anything. It doesn't care about your family members. It doesn't care about anything. It cuts you down. So Vena, like his mother, was very cruel. And he used to, when he was playing with his friends, he would kill them. That's quite extreme, isn't it? So his father, Anga, when he saw he had a son like this, he just left. He went into the forest to practice austerities. And when there was no king, there was no king to rule. So the sages said, and the thieves and criminals became so dominant, and the citizens were so disturbed that the sages thought, let's put Cruelvena as the king, because he's so cruel, the thieves will be afraid. And that's what happens when the thieves and aren't afraid anymore, then they come out and they plunder the poor citizens, and the citizens are always afraid. So Vena became so bad as the king that the sages, he stopped all the sacrifices even. And he was so bad as the king that the sages said, please, you should rule according to proper etiquette and everything. And he said, no, I am God. The king is God. You should worship the king. No need to worship anyone else. So the sages became furious and they cursed him and they killed him just for the power of their curse. And then they churned his body, and from his body came out Prithu Maharaj, who is the Lord. So, because of the Lord, by his causeless mercy, descended as the son of Vena named Prithu, and he delivered the condemned King Vena from hell and exploited the earth by drawing all kinds of crops as produce. So it describes also that this Vena, he had to become a leper, and he was purified. He was brought by his father and freed from his difficult situation. So Prithu Maharaj, that will be discussed in the fourth canto. Anyone write anything on Prithu Maharaj? Yes, please read.
Prithu Maharaj is the incarnation of the ruling presidency of the Lord, who, as an anti-rise or ideal king, protected the people of the world from just government and God consciousness, and treated the earth itself as his own beloved child.
Very sweet. Thank you. The next incarnation is Maharaj Rishabdev. The Lord appeared as the son of Sudevi, the wife of King Nabi, and was known as Rishabdev. What canto of the Bhagavatam is Rishabdev described? Fifth canto. Right in the beginning of the fifth canto. And who was Rishabdev's most famous son? Bharat, yes. And who was Bharat in his next life? He was very dear. And who was he in his next life after being a deer? He was Jada Bharat. Jada means what? Huh? Madness or dull, like that.
Jada is dull, like root, dull root.
Wood.
No, that is like a stone. No emotions, no nothing.
Yeah.
That's called
root.
So Jalabharat did not want to, even though he was self-realized, he understood that he was a soul, he was an exalted spiritual personality, but he didn't want to interact with the world at all. Because in his previous life, he had taken the spiritual life so seriously as Bharat Maharaj. He had renounced the kingdom, but he became attached to a deer, a little baby deer who took shelter of him. And then when he died, he thought of the deer, and in his next life he became a deer. So in his next life, as Jadabharat, he acted as if he was basically a retarded person, a person with no brain. It was Jada. Because he didn't want to interact with the world, he didn't want to get entangled in this world anymore. He learned his lesson. And then, but he was a fully self-realized soul. So this is a wonderful story of the three lives of Jadabharat, of Bharat Maharaj. So his father was Rishabhdev, who performed materialistic yoga, which is this Jada yoga, to equal balance the mind. The stage is also accepted as the highest perfectional situation of liberation, whereas one is situated in oneself and is completely satisfied. So what he did, Maharaj Rishabhdev, who was the Lord, he performed such austerities, he acted as if we say that we're not our body, but he didn't act like a body at all. He took no satisfaction or pleasure or anything from his body. So it was he was very extreme in his austerities and renunciation. Then after that is Hayagriva. The Lord came as Hayagriva with a horse head. Then he came as the Matsya incarnation. To save the Vedas, he came as a fish. What canto is that described? Close. Eighth canto. That's all right. And then, the Lord, the primeval Lord, text 13, assumed the tortoise incarnation. Prabhupada would sometimes pronounce tortoise as tortoise. The tortoise incarnation, in order to serve as a resting place, the pivot for the Mandara mountain, which was acting as a churning rod. This is in the eighth canto, when the demigods and the demons were churning the ocean of milk to produce this amrita. So this is a wonderful pastime in there. Could you put on the tape of Prabhupada speaking a little bit about Lord Korma?
11th incarnation of the Lord was in the form of a tortoise whose shell served as a pivot for the Mundarachalam hill, which was being used as a churning rod by the theists and the atheists of the universe. One cannot understand the Antam, the ultimate aim of the Supreme. The Santam na Viru. Viru means does not know. Sura Surodana. Sura
important to understand what is the limit of Krishna's energy. Just like we are discussing this morning. So, unlimited. The Shantam Navidu Sura Surajana Divaya Tasmaina. Divaya, that Supreme Lord, we simply offer our respectful obeisance. It is not possible to know perfectly what is the potency and energy of God. They feel they do not know at all. But please, devotees, they know, but that is not complete. If Krishna does not know how much power to he, that is called unlimited. Once upon a time, they churn the whole ocean. Now, churning the ocean, you have got experience churning the milk in a pot or something else in a pot. But the pot is the ocean, the Pacific Ocean. And the rod is Mandrachal Hill. At one side, the Asuras, and the other side, the Asuras. So the charming rod must be placed on something, pivot, and that is Kamatur Bhupena. Lord accepted the, because the Kamatur, the tortoise, can live within the water and without the water also. They can live on the land and within the water. So the charming rod, Mandrachal Hill, was placed on the cell, on the back of the Keshava Dhitapurma Sarira, Kipiyati Vikulatare Prishthati Tamo Prishthe. This Prishtha is carrying Kipiyati Vikulatare Prishthati Tamo Prishthe Dharani Dharana Kina Chakravir Garishth Keshava Dhitapurma Kurma Sarira Jaya Jagadisa. This Kurma, Kamata Gopena.
Yes.
Question for Ruth.
Yes.
When we see, like, someone churning lassi, then there's the churning rod, but then there's the actual churning piece at the end of the rod that spins around.
Yes.
Does that mean that the
No. Because the reason maybe we can put this down a bit. See, it's like this. That the Lord arranged a pastime, and he does many things at once. And he had it, as Lord Korma, he had an itching sensation on his back. So if he would have been spinning around along with the thing, then the itching would not have been solved. So it was resting upon him. Just like when you make the lassi, it rests on the ground. So what is the mountain going to rest on? So it was resting on the back of the Korma Sudhir. This is wonderful. When Krishna does something, it is wonderful. So we could say it is practically whimsical. But when Krishna does something, it is for his pleasure. And this is wonderful. Yes, it's wonderful to do something like that. And what he was taking rest. It says that he was partially sleeping. And still, and you know how it is when you have when your back itches? Oh, when you get it scratched, it is so nice. Yes? Bunky, isn't that true?
Yes, thank
you. Yes, see?
Does Lord Matsya have his own, not Matsya, Lord have his own planet in that form?
I don't think in that form. As far as I understand, this point comes up every now and then, that in the, his devotees love him in that mood, but he's actually in a Forum Narayan form, as far as I understand. Anyone write something about Lord Korma? Next. The personality of Godhead assumed the incarnation of the Sringadev in order to vanquish the great fears of the demigods. He killed the demon Hiranyakashipu, who challenged the Lord with a club in his hand. By placing the demon, he killed him by placing him on his thighs and piercing him with his nails, rolling his eyebrows in anger and showing his fearful teeth in his mouth. Lord Nisringadev was the personified anger of the Lord. Could we have some Prabhupada speaking a little about Lord Nisringadev?
Then the next question is that how people are not interested in Krishna consciousness, then they are misled by blind leaders. So, how, what is the solution? So that is Prahlad Maharaj saying. Nanishama vittava guruttamani prishatta nathapa bhavodara mahiya sāna bhāta yungi sīkam niskinchana nāna vilīta jāva. Therefore, one has to take shelter of a pure devotee. There is no reason. He said, Naishan Odhistava Nukravati. The meaning was, that they are not interested in Krishna consciousness. Then how to become Krishna consciousness? If that is the solution. Prahlad Maharaj says, Naishan Odhistava. So long, one does not approach a pure devotee. Mahiyasana, this Kinchanana, great personality, who has no more any material interest, this Kinchanana, and takes the dust of his lotus feet of the head, Naishanma Distava Guru Kramani. So long one does not approach such personality, there is no possibility of becoming Vishnu. Naishan Matistavutraman Ring. As soon as one approaches the pure devotee and takes the dust of his lotus feet and puts it on his head, immediately Anatta Avama, he will be freed from all this nonsense. That means he forgets this idea that materially we can acquire. This is the process. So we have to approach a niskinchan, but nothing to do with this material world. His only ambition is to serve more Krishna. If somebody approaches him and takes the dust of his lotus feet, then he can understand. Mahiya sarpaduru yuvishitam niskinchanam navanindriyam. Our time is over. Okay. So in this way, Prahlad Maharaj talked with his father, and the father became more angry. Instead of taking the lesson, Mukhaya Pudesha I Prabhupaya Sandra. If you teach lesson to a foolish person, he is simply angry. He is not taking your lesson. How it is so? Payapaham Bhujanganam Kivalam Vishavatam. If you keep a snake and if you want to make friendly behavior with him, that, my dear snake, don't bite anymore. I will give you mint and banana. You eat here and stay here nicely. He will go. He will possibly increase. And one day, there is a story in the one day, they sent him. So, by Panam Vrindanam Givam Vishwatanam. So, these are lesson stories. So, his father, Hiranyakashipu, became more and more angry, say, one day, because after all, son and father, the son was the Prabhupada. So, one day, he said, Prahlad,
The next incarnation spoken of is about the one who came to save Gajendra the elephant, whose leg was attacked in a river by a crocodile of superior strength. And he was so much aggrieved. Taking a lotus flower in his trunk, he addressed the Lord, saying, "O original enjoyer, Lord of the universe, O deliverer, as famous as a place of pilgrimage, all are purified by hearing your holy name, which is worthy to be chanted." The personality of Godhead, after hearing the elephant's plea, felt that the elephant needed his immediate help, for he was in great distress. Rama describes Narada, that he heard the science of God from the Hansa Avatar. What canto is the Hansa Avatar described? The 11th canto. And then Manu. The Lord came as one of the Manus. And then Dhanvantari, the described in the 8th canto briefly, the giver of, the Lord came to, he was the one who carried the nectar to the Amrita, to the demigods and the demons, and he brought the medical science. And then he came as Parsaram. What canto? Yes, thank you very much. And then he appeared in the dynasty of Maharaj Ikshaku, the son of Maharaj Dasarath, who was also known as
Ram.
So you have something written about Ram?
Not
precisely. Okay, you can read what you have imprecisely written. Could you say something about Ram?
He was green.
He was green. Yes? Can you say something else about Lord Ram?
His name means the strongest.
What else? One more thing.
And his name also means he's the river of pleasure.
Giver of pleasure. And Sahasra Prabhu, you can say something about, you can read what you wrote about Lord Ram. Who else would like to say something about Ram? Or read something about Ram?
Lord Ramachandra is a full incarnation of the Lord, who as perfect ruler and ideal son provides for his citizens and general populace the highest example of duty and self.
Good. Anyone else? Like to glorify Lord Ramachandra and read what they've written or speak something about Lord Ram? Yes? Were you going to say something about Lord Ram? Why? Would you like to say something about Lord Ram? Would you? Would you too? But not at the same time. Yes. Okay, go ahead. No? No. Yes? No. Mataji? Pitaji? No. Both together you can say. You must say something about Lord Ram. Okay. Representative of... Oh, we had one representative of the Sarma dynasty.
He directly incarnates from Lord Ram, isn't it?
What else? He's got places everywhere. But if we turn him on, it will go on for a very long time. Tell us one little pastime of it. Yes.
Twice was kidnapped by demon Ravan, and he kept so many months in his place. Then even after, during the fight, some Ramchandra told him that he was so merciful that even up to now, if you return my wife back, I'll let you free. I'll not punish you. That was his mercy. In general, one can imagine the wrath will never go down. But Sri Ram, he was married to Purushottam, that he was so self-controlled that even up to that point, he said, if you return me, even up to now, I'll let you go.
Very nice. Sita, Prabhupada says, is Lakshmiji, or the goddess of fortune. But she is never to be enjoyed by any living being. She is meant for being worshipped by the living being along with her husband, Sri Ramachandra. A materialistic man like Ravana does not understand this great truth, but on the contrary, he wants to snatch Sita Devi from the custody of Rama, and thus incurs great misery. The materialists who are after opulence and material prosperity may take lessons from the Ramayana that the policy of exploiting the nature of the Lord without acknowledging the supremacy of the Supreme Lord is the policy of Ravana. But even at the last moment, if we decide to use Lakshmiji or the goddess of fortune, or the material energy, with devotion in the service of Ram, he will accept us, yes? And give us mercy?
Undoubtedly.
Huh? Undoubtedly. Bahutacha. And then, there is Lord Krishna. Does anyone have anything to say in glorification of Krishna? Anyone write anything? Okay, that you will say.
Your beauty is unrivaled in all of the material and spiritual worlds. Therefore your names are Keshava or Sita Krishna Kesh, which describes your glossy, beautiful, black, curly hair, which is sometimes covered with dust particles, or adorned with a turban, peacock feather, and Vrindavan forest flowers, to create a festival of charm for the residents of Braj, who always see you as a new, youthful boy, and the most attractive object for their eyes.
Okay. Do you have something also for this one? No. For you?
Lord Krishna, the Bhagavad Gita Hill, inconceivably fulfills many objectives for the performance of Shiva.
You have something? You? No, not even one sentence. One little sentence. Oh. Mata? Pita?
Actually, he comes to exhibit his talent activities in order to encourage his pure devotees who want to enjoy life by chanting the glories of the Lord.
Hare Krishna. Sri Varamanji.
Oh, my Lord, Vrajendranandan and Sri Krishna. The natural samadhi of the residents of Vrindavan is saturated with sentiments of unadulterated love for you. For you who are more Lord dear to them than their own life force. May my heart and mind become similarly absorbed by your activities as the enchanting captivator of the minds of all the residents of Braj.
Hmm. Scott, do you have anything? Nitai, Prem, Prabhu?
One day Sri Krishna was so naughty that Yasoda began to tie off him with rope just to punish him. But how much rope she used, she found it was always insufficient. Thus she became fatigued. In the meantime, Sri Krishna opened his mouth and she was within the mouth, and she saw within the mouth the universe situated within. Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, with the internal potency, act to perfect all the pastimes of the Lord with his different types of devotees.
Thank you. Hobby? Prabhu?
Krishna is so beautiful that if we ever do get a little bit of his taste, we will never find that he is more attractive. Separately.
Yes.
Krishna is the soul of the super soul.
The soul of the super soul.
Yeah, soul of the super soul. Things like that.
Yes.
Only the Lord could perform the acts of purifying the poison water of the Yamuna and chastising the venomous serpent Kaliya, whose tongue was igniting white poison.
Wow. Great sentence. His tongue was igniting waves of poison. Very nice. Hemant?
More than Krishna?
What time is it? How many more minutes do we have left?
Where am I?
His tongue was igniting waves of poison. Whose tongue? That's the question. And don't say Krishna's. Yes, very good. Very good. Monkey Bihari Prabhu.
Glories have been already.
No. All glories have not been already. There are some left for you, don't worry. You can say one.
Krishna is called Vatsala. So this has been through in various circumstances and various stories and various situations of many of his bhaktas, so many of them. And he, in difficult situations, he helped everyone without any difficulty and rescued them, instilling confidence in the devotees that they are always protected as long as Krishna is in their heart.
And is there any time when Krishna won't be in their heart?
Krishna is always in their heart, whether they will know it or not. That's
So they'll always be protected, in other words. Thank you. Anyone else? Anyone else? Just say a little bit, just one word or two words.
I don't know Krishna's name, so I don't remember what it means. Gandharvika Natavarahari.
What name?
Gandharvika
Natavarahari.
What about dancing?
Natavara means the best of the dancers. Hari, who is the best of the dancers. And Gandharvika? What is Gandharvika?
She who sings by the Gandharva. The proper name for that.
There are names of some deities in Vrindavan.
Whose deities?
And the Dhyapar
deities. Thank you. You're added. You have something?
Krishna, all the
Prabhupada, please thank you for speaking of the gifts of Arjuna and making sure that it made its way down the generations to us.
Yeah.
Let it keep going.
Yeah, let it keep going. Good. Anyone else? Who? Nitai? He said one. Oh, you want another one? Okay. You have to say another one. Oh, that's right. Everyone had two. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. When teaching in school, one of the tricks we learn, by the way, is you put the pressure on people. You say, who would like to say it? And then you wait. You let it silence and you look around and everyone counts how many fingers they have, you know, again and again, you know, looks long. Nitai Prabhu.
Lord Sri Krishna, at the age of 7 years, picked up the golden turban at Vrindavan and hold it for 7 days continuously with one hand, just to protect the animals and the inhabitants of Vrindavan from the wrath of Indra, who had been denied the sacrificial offerings by the inhabitants of Vrindavan. So Sri Krishna proved that he is the supreme personality of Godhead, but not Indra. He proves that anyone directly engaged as a devotee of the Supreme Lord need not satisfy any other demigods.
Thank you. You could read your second one.
Oh, my Lord Sri Yashodananda, in your enchanting form as Balagopam, you act in many mystifying ways to deeply enhance the natural spontaneous affection of your mother. Please grant me the blessing that appreciation for your transcendental exchanges with your mother, as well as all the residents of Vrindavan, may become deeply impregnated in my heart.
That sounds like the Dhamma Dharastak. Tomorrow we'll continue. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Thank you for contributing to the class.